The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
This is Fresh FM. I'm Matt. I'm talking to James again. He's down at State Cinemas in Trafalgar Street, Nelson. We're here to talk cinema on At The Flicks. Kia ora, James. Thank you so much for taking time once again to join us.
Kia ora, Matt. The pleasure is always mine. Got a few things to talk about today. Nothing hugely major. What am I talking about? It's always major.
Yeah.
So let's crack on.
All right. So, for a start, man, what's happened over the last week? I know you've had a pretty cool Q&A premiere session on a film. I know there's been some other things. What have you been up to?
How do you know about this Q&A?
Because I happened to go along to the cinema with a mild, vague plan of seeing something, and Weed Eaters, the premiere and the question and answer session, was about to happen, so we jumped in and got on board with that and saw the New Zealand film about the cannibal weed, I guess you'd say. Yeah.
It's the new noxious plant that's invading.
Yeah, look.
It's not old man beard, it's cannibal weed.
It certainly is. New Zealand film, small cast, set in a remote location, very reminiscent of some of the earlier Peter Jackson work, you know, Black Sheep, those sort of things.
Yep.
A thoroughly enjoyable ride. Few little twists and turns in it. It's a film where, I love the way you get a film that's heading in one direction and then suddenly it takes a slight step to the left or something and you're just kind of going, huh? So it was a lot of fun.
I'm not sure how they can put that into words for the poster, but fortunately this is an audio format. I was there for the Q&A, and the guys that came who are both in front of and behind the camera who came to the Q&A were all lovely. They all mucked in to get the place all prepped for it. We had a really nice turnout, so again, thanks to everyone that came out on the evening. It's a fabulously silly film, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a bit of Kiwiana fun and doesn't take itself seriously at all. And if you're prepared to go along for the ride, you will enjoy it. The soundtrack's cool, especially as I think one of the cast mentioned how fantastic the sound was in Cinema One at State Cinemas. They were quite blown away. I don't think they'd ever heard it in quite that environment. And I've got to say, the soundtrack worked with the movie. Movie's a lot of fun. Cast and crew, fantastic people. If you're into Kiwi movies, I think it's worth seeing. Gets a little bit gross a couple of times, but that goes with the territory.
It's kind of. I think you were spot on with your referencing of early Peter Jackson. It's kind of that kind of gross, right?
Yeah.
Early Evil Dead kind of proper. you're not going to be disturbed by it, right?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, there's disturbed and disturbed, right?
Yeah, so that's right.
Good disturbed rather than bad dreams disturbed.
And you can be slightly disturbed and then all of a sudden you're finding yourself guffawing. Is that how you say that? That sort of belly laugh where you suddenly, it's like, I can't believe they just did that.
That's how you say it, but that's fine.
How would you say it?
I'd say guffawing as well.
Ah, thank you.
say guffawing, I say guffawing. Let's call the whole thing off.
Okay. Look, I think Weed Eaters is definitely worth it. If you like Kiwi sort of more independent films, like it's certainly not straight out of Hollywood. It is straight out of New Zealand and it's good fun. I was talking to someone else last night who I saw there at the session. And he said him and his mate just laughed their rear ends off. So, yeah, he thoroughly enjoyed it. So, yeah, there you go.
Well, that's a great laughing their rear ends off. It's fabulous. And we need to, just so the throng out there listening know, it's coming out for a more general release on the 30th of this month.
Yeah.
So you've missed the Q&A, which was a fabulous event, but you haven't missed the general release. And we look forward to seeing you guys all here at State Cinema for that.
Yes.
I also had a visit to the cinema this week.
Yes.
In a non-professional capacity. So one of the ways in which I keep in touch with my eldest niece, my eldest Kiwi niece,
yes,
is that she loves coming to the movies, and
yep,
in my role I get access to some of the films without paying a ticket fee. Ooh. Which is very, very lucky. One of the major perks of working here, submit your CV down at reception, ladies and gentlemen. But my niece always chooses the film. And my niece, you know, I blame the parents, but she's got a terrifying taste in films. So she elected to go and see Lee Cronin's The Mummy.
Hold on, you weren't going to go see Lee Cronin's The Mummy because you were going to be terrified.
Matt, I couldn't sit through the trailer. So, no, there was no way I was going to go and see Lee Cronin's Mummy. But I'm a good uncle, and I adore my niece. Shout out to Jade. She said, do you want to come and see the Mummy? And I thought, how bad can it be? Matt, do you want to know how bad it can be?
Tell me.
It can be pretty blooming bad. Now, I'm not saying the film is bad, but I'm saying that it's not a film for me. It's made by the Lee Cronin who directed one of the Evil Dead reboots.
Yes.
And I'm a big fan of the Evil Dead franchise because they're not... Yeah, because there's no jeopardy, really, because it's chainsaws and early Peter Jackson feel, right?
Yeah.
Prosthetics, and it's disgusting and it's gross and it makes you laugh and squirm. And this has got that. It has got that. There were some just fabulous moments that were hysterically over the top and funny.
Yeah.
But it's also about kids that are about the same age as my kids.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, it's just, for me personally, and this is, I don't think this is the place for honest reviews of films. I want to sell all of our films to everyone, right? But for squeamish fathers of young daughters, don't come and see The Mummy. I had nightmares. So this is potentially a bad review from me, but I'm sure there are people out there thinking, give me some of that. That sounds fantastic. And it is funny, and it is well shot, and it is beautifully made, and it's schlocky, and it's, you know, it's got something to say. There are some more serious points to it. It's slightly darker than those early kind of Evil Dead Peter Jackson films.
Yeah.
My niece absolutely loved it. She said she loved hating it, which I think is a good review. But again, not for me, but Lee Cronin's Mummy, out now, still showing daily. Come at your own risk.
Wow, you are very brave, James.
Yeah. Do you know what?
What?
I felt very brave.
Okay, look, so yeah, I do like scary movies. I like monster movies. It is one I do want to see as well. So but the trailer, I get where you come from with that. So I'm going to go see it, and you know,
well, I think it would be terrifically interesting, actually, as some sort of really deeply unscientific experiment for someone who has a higher tolerance for all things gory horror, to see it, and so if you can see it before we record next week, let me know.
All right.
What you thought of The Mummy.
I will give that
Lee Cronin's The Mummy.
Yeah,
no one else's mummy.
Okay.
Lee Cronin.
All right, I'll definitely check that out and report back. Wow, so we've both been busy doing our homework. What else have you got to tell us about there, James?
So we are now halfway through the radio show / podcast, and we haven't talked about any new releases or anything that's actually upcoming. So should we do a little breakneck speed run through the new releases and the preview of coming attractions?
Let us.
Why not? So I'm going to start with Michael, which did premiere on Wednesday. Our premieres normally start on the Thursday. We just came out a day earlier for reasons. Hmm. For reasons that I'm sure are deep and significant. But it's now on general release multiple times a day. The story of Michael Jackson, the king who became an icon. From the producers of Bohemian Rhapsody, the director of Training Day. It's a biography of a biopic of Michael Jackson with fabulous, fabulous music. His son Jafar Jackson plays Michael. The music is Michael Jackson's originals, so you get Michael Jackson's voice, but it's beautifully made, so it does look like Jafar is authentically singing the songs.
Yeah.
It delves into Michael's troubled upbringing and the awful treatment that he and his brothers had by their father, and it stops at the Bad World Tour. Uh-huh. Not the Bad, as in not very good, but the album Bad World Tour, which is the point at which Michael Jackson's life and career took a different turn.
Yeah.
That is Michael, which is rated M, and it's so mature audiences. Fabulous music. As you said from the review from one of the creators and weed eaters, all of our theatres have fabulous sound systems, but especially Cinema 1, 2, 3, and 4, which are our bigger theatres, and Cinema 1 is got world, literally, and you know, people trot out world class.
Yeah.
Likely. But I mean it. This is, you know, in the same way that Michael Jackson made world class pop music, Cinema 1 have world class audio.
All right. Yep. I concur. So yeah, I'm sure Michael's going to
say, you concur at your wish, at your whim.
Okay, I will cur. Yes, I concur. Yeah, fantastic, fantastic sound. And I also do want to check out Michael Jackson in Cinema One. So woo, Michael, go, Michael. All right.
With that, were you going for a Michael loop then?
Yeah, you know it.
I mean, my incredulity it belies the fact that I heard the loop and I respect it. Do you indeed have one glove on?
No, I lost
Are
it.
Are you grabbing yourself somewhere?
So, yes, what's next?
So we also have special preview screenings for Anzac Weekend. We have Sergeant Hane, which is really, really heartfelt biopic of Sergeant Hane. So he was part of the B Company of the 28th Maldi Battalion. He was a soldier of extraordinary courage, and it explores, it shows a very, very small period of the First World War, the Second World War, forgive me, where Sergeant Hane's action grew pivotal in the 1943 battle for the fortified summit of Takrona in Tunisia. Mm. Just unspeakably heroic stuff. My eldest daughter was only just turned 7, and she was they're doing Anzac Day and Poppy Day.
Yep.
In her school, and she was asking me all sorts of questions about Anzac Day and war generally, and the fact that her granddad had fought in the Korean War, and we were talking about how lucky we are that, you know, we don't have conscription, that you and I, Matt, are not going to be, you know, asked, not going to be incumbent upon us to go and fight in some foreign field.
Yes.
But this story, especially over this weekend, right, which is a time of great somberness and reflection.
Yes.
Especially with regards to what's going on in the wider world at the moment, which we won't touch on any more than that. But this film is a really important film to watch and celebrate some of the heroes of our country, of Aotearoa, and people without whom the world might be a very different place.
Really
a good film to go and watch this weekend, Sergeant Hane, celebrate some of the heroes of our nation.
Yes, definitely a good time to go and see that film. So what is the rating? When does that one screen, my friend?
So it's screening Saturday, Sunday and Monday. Saturday at 1 p.m, Sunday at 2 p.m, Monday at 3:30 p.m, and it's rated M. Okay. M for violence.
Okay. Yes, yes.
I mean, I know M isn't violence. M is for mature. Violence obviously starts with B. But you know what I mean.
I get where you're coming from. Thousands wouldn't, but we're on the same page. Okay, all right. That's a fairly serious and somber movie. Where do we go next?
Well, how about I take you to revolutionary France, to revolutionary France in the spring of 1789, to watch an opera, because I know you're a massive opera fan.
Mm.
Band. Then we're going to watch André Chénier, which is Giordino's epic opera about the early days of the French Revolution. I don't know huge amounts about opera, but I do know that this is a classic. It's the Met Opera showing staging of Giordano's André Chénier. So it's the best performers. Again, we talk about world class, right?
Yes.
These guys are the creme de la creme, you know, and it's one of the best produced, one of the best staged performances of any opera. And André Chénier is a really dramatic and powerful piece. It's 3 hours long. There's a couple of nice long intermissions that have interviews with the cast and little documentaries about the show. Coming to watch the Met Opera at State Cinemas is a little is the best you're going to get if you can't get to New York to watch them. So do come along and see Giordano's André Chénier at down here at State at 1:30 p.m. on Sunday, 6 p.m. on Monday, and 11 a.m. on Wednesday.
All right, world class event right here in little old Nelson. Thanks to State Cinemas. If you've just joined us, this is At The Flicks. We're talking about some of the things on and coming up at Nelson's Independent Cinema in Trafalgar Street, Nelson. We just talked about an opera, all about the French Revolution. Whew. Where can we possibly go next?
It's heady stuff, isn't it, Matt? Where I'm going to take you next is another little plug for the Resine Architecture and Design Film Festival 2026. We've gone with the 2026 one rather than the 2027 one, just to make things easier, you know. And that is running from the 7th of May to the 20th of May. Lots of films, all with a kind of architectural and design theme. Obviously, we've got documentaries, we've got biopics, we've got all sorts of fabulous films. I talked a little bit about that one last week, but I'm not going to dwell on that one because we are entering film festival season, and just dropped have been the ticket sales have just opened for the French Film Festival.
Wow.
The tickets are available. Flyers and booklets are available down here at State. We've got them, but they're going to be dropped around town shortly as well. So come in and collect your brochure for the film festival. It's running from the 27th of May to the 17th of June. And we thought it's a huge, huge range of films. The opening night on Wednesday the 27th is the premiere opening night, features drinks and nibbles in the foyer from 6:30 p.m. and the feature starts at 7 p.m. and the feature is Colors of Time, which is a film about a character who travels from Normandy to Paris at the time of La Belle Époque, so the rise of Impressionism, buzzing with invention, photography. You know how cities have periods when they're just culturally on fire. So Paris at the end of the 19th century was on fire culturally.
Yes.
With the Impressionist, Manet, Monet, all that lot, Toulouse-Lautrec, the Moulin Rouge, all the thinkers, Jean-Paul Sartre, etc.
Yep.
Just as London was in the 1960s, New York in the 1970s with punk, just as frankly as Nelson is all the time, you know, burning with cultural, the flame of cultural intensity burned bright. That is The Colors of Time, which is the opening night film for the French Film Festival. But we've also got fabulous films like Case 137, or as they say in France, Le Case in Chanson. I don't know what it is in French, actually, but I thought I'd give it a go, which is an award-winning, gritty thriller. We've got Couture, which stars Angelina Jolie, kind of behind-the-scenes drama in the French Paris Fashion Week. We've got broad comedies like None in the City and Cycle of Time. We've got a new Maigret film, Maigret, the Georges Simenon's French kind of Poirot-esque detective. We've got biopic of Charles de Gaulle and the amazing thing that he did in the Second World War. We've got a film that looked amazing called Jean Valjean, which is the classic story which Victor Hugo's Les Miserables, the kind of the backstory of the protagonist Jean Valjean. And those are just random picks of what I think look like the ones that I'm most interested in.
Yeah.
The French Film Festival. But it's a tiny snapshot of what's coming out. Grab your brochures, boy. That's the French Film Festival of Aotearoa 2026. Again, we've gone for 2026. Seems fitting. And that is running from 27th of May to the 17th of June.
Do not miss out, especially if you want to get along to the premiere. They always sell out, so yeah, get some tickets for that. And yeah, you'll find it on the State Cinema's website. They've got a little tab, French FF, so you can easily get onto those films, watch some trailers, book yourself some tickets. We're quickly running out of time on this one, James, this edition of At The Flicks. Is there anything else you wish to let us know about before we wrap it up?
There's always things that I'd like to tell you about. The only other thing that I will focus on is that we have on the 1st of May, the we're calling it the Puisal Premiere. It's an op shop found fashion, right? Yes. So we're doing a really fabulous event on the 1st of May, 6 o'clock in the evening, film starts at 6:30. Get your pre-loved outfit from any one of the fabulous stores here in Nelson. And come along and strut your stuff. Stefan is to come up with a really beautiful canapé that's going to be that your ticket includes.
Yep.
There's Prosecco, fizzy pop for the young'uns, and a bottle of popcorn. And it's going to be glamorous. It's going to be fun. It's going to be extravagant. It's going to be over the top. And I expect you there, frankly, Matt.
I'll see how I might have to watch the first one first. So we'll see how that goes. Yes. Okay. Look, it will be a magical event. People are going to have a bunch of fun, and it'll be something that gets talked about. So don't get that. What is it? FOMO? Don't miss out. Get yourself a ticket.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
No FOMO here. Come and grab it. And they genuinely are selling fast. We're selling fast. We are over half sold, over half full now.
Nice.
So these things tend to ramp up as they get closer to the actual event. So if you're thinking about coming, don't snooze. Grab your ticket now.
Okay, sounds good. And yeah, again, you can check it out on the State Cinemas website, statecinemas.co.nz. James, thank you so much for your time again today on another At The Flicks.
It's always a pleasure and never a chore, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.